As we continue our shiurim discussing what is the halacha if one is making an eruv in a building where there are non-Jews living, in a town, city where there are non-Jews living, and as our perek hador, that is the primary subject discussed in our perek, how could such an eruv be constructed as we learnt in the beginning of the parak, we discussed extensively in our previous shiurim. Chazal said that the Akum cannot participate in the Erev, nor does the concept, which is also discussed in our parak, a bitul rishus, work with an Akum. And it's interesting to point out, in fact, I saw a tshuva from a Moshe Sternbuch in the Shalas of Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Hey Simen Kuf Gimel, where he makes the point, which is a very obvious point. When we speak about erecting an Erev, we're typically discussing about the Tzuras HaPesach and the Kairas and the Lechis, which we learned about extensively at the beginning of our Masechta. We discussed in our Shurim, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. However, he points out that it could be that the biggest issue in making an Erev is the issue that we live amongst Akum, and as we hopefully will discuss in coming Shurim, we live amongst non-religious Jews as well, but we're going to focus primarily in these Shurim now about the fact that we live amongst Akum, and our Perek, the Gemara, clearly discusses that the only option that is available with an Akum is Schiris, and how is Schiris doable? With a number of obvious issues. First of all, not every Akum may be interested in doing a Schiris. In fact, if we think about it, that's the whole point. Our Perek teaches us that Chazal wanted Schiris to be conducted, that the Akum should not want to participate in the Schiris, and that will prevent us from living with them. And the other issue, of course, is that we live amongst so many Akum, so even if it were possible and all of them were agreeable to do Schiris, to find them and do a Schiris with each one of them is obviously very difficult. And actually, the Gemara in our Perek, in more than one situation, discusses this scenario. What do we do when an Akum refuses to do Schiris with us? Ela Marava. So the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalet Amar Aleph teaches us. Lezel Chad Minai Likruvle. If you have an Akum in your Mavli who doesn't want to do Schiris, what somebody should do is become friendly with that Akum. Velishomei Dechta. And then ask from him permission to leave something in his Rishos. Velenech Beimidei. And leave something indeed in his rishus. The havelay, that by doing such an act, you become the schiroi v'lekitoi, you become the worker. A schiroi means somebody who works for an entire year. A lekitoi means somebody who works only for one season. But this puts you into the category of a schira of a lekitai. So the Gemara is teaching us that Vam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, because Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul teaches us, Afila schirai, Afila lekitai, Noisen Ereve Vidayai. Giving the schira of a lekitai of an Akum is fine. So there's many issues to discuss, obviously, as we learn this Gemara. And just to touch about on the general issues before we start speaking about everyone specifically. The first issue is the Gemara says, Lezel chad minayu ve'likrivlei, that one of the Bnei Mavli should become friendly with the Akum. And let's read the words of Rashi, Divrei Hamaskel likrivlei, Yishtadl im anochri, he should work with the Akum, Achiyah Yehavah, until they become friends, And then v'yashloi nochri mokim b'chatzeroi. The nochri will give him permission to put something in his chotzer, lasnuchi be, to leave things in the chotzer, lasnuchi be midi, to leave something in the chotzer. And now, explains Rashi, now that I, the Jew, have the permission to put items in the chotzer of the akum, kiven the hashta dai yisrael b'chotzer hanachri, now that the Yisrael is living in the chotzer of the akum, havle ha Yisrael keschiroi v'lkitoi shonachri, he becomes the socher of the akum. And there's a number of points to be made. Even though the Gemara says that the person who's becoming friendly with the Akum is a person who lives in this chatzar, the Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Pei Bei Sif Katan Lamed Vav teaches us that it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who lives in that chatzar or in that movi together with the Akum. Anyone can become the Schiroi and Lakitai. Another issue to discuss is when the Akum gives us permission to put something in his chotzer, in his home. So there's a number of issues to discuss. Doesn't mean that he has to designate a specific place where I can leave my item, or is anywhere better possible. So actually, the Paiskim say that if he designates a special spot, it's worse. Because then I'm really not a participant in the entire area of the Akum. I'm only limited to one space. Other Paiskim, Rishonim, are more makel. And they're saying, they take the approach that even if the Akum does designate a specific place, the Akum recognizes that I will not, that if I can't use that space, he's going to have to furnish me with another place. And therefore, the halach is that not only if he didn't designate a specific spot, but even if he did designate a specific spot, it's still not an issue. Furthermore, if we look at Rashi, Rashi makes a very interesting point. So Rashi is not saying that the Akum has to let me leave something in his home. Rashi says that even if he lets me leave something in his chotzer, it's also fine. And why is that? So we will discuss why leaving something in the chotzer is enough. Furthermore, very fundamental machloikis rishonim, Rashi seems to say that I don't have to actually leave anything in that spot. The fact that the akum v'yashloi nochri mokum b'chatzeri li'esnuchi be'midi, that if I want to leave something there, I have permission to leave something there, according to Rashi, that's satisfactory. Other rishonim, however, say that it isn't satisfactory that I am able to leave something there. I have to actually have utilized the area belonging to the Akum in order to fall into the category of Schiroi Elokitai. And in order to understand these Shilas and many other Shilas in this very important halacha of Schiroi Elokitai, I think the first issue we need to discuss is a very important Machloikis Rishonim. There's a Machloikis Rishonim when we speak about the Schiroi V'Lakitoi Shel Akum. What does that mean? Does that mean that the Schiroi V'Lakitoi Shel Akum, I become the Schiroi V'Lakitoi Shel Akum, and now instead of renting the area from the Akum, you'll rent the area from me? Or does Schiroi V'Lakitoi Shel Akum mean that since I'm a Jew, I now am in the place of, I am now the person who's participating. And of course, a Jew can participate in the Erev. So the halacha will be that the Yisrael doesn't participate in just giving the Erev and being a socher that you rent from the Yisrael, but now the Yisrael becomes a participant in an Erev that's existing in this building, in this town. Rashi's opinion is that he becomes a socher, that the Yisrael, who's the Schiroi and the Lakitoi of the Akum, is now considered as if he is the owner of the home of the Nachri. And therefore, you don't rent from him, but he gives an Erev, because he's an owner here, and he's the owner. And in other words, according to Rashi, the Yisrael becomes the Balabayas of the home of the Nachri, and there's no need of Schiris from Nachri here. The Yisrael participates in the Erev. Rabbeinu Yoinasin, agreeing in Halacha with Rashi, takes a little different approach. And his approach is that it's not that the Yisrael is the Balabayas of the home of the Nachri. The Balabayas, the Yisrael becomes the tenant of the Nachri. And therefore, since I am the tenant of the Nachri, the halacha is that a tenant, if I rent an apartment and a house, I am the one that participates, not the person who owns the apartment. So the way Rabbeinu Yoinasin is explaining is is not that the Nachri is not here. It's rather to be understood that the Yisrael, as a tenant, could supersede the need for a Nachri to participate in the Erev, because the Yisrael is a tenant here, and that's adequate. The question that the Rashba asks, if the Yisrael, who is the Schiroi and Lakitoi of the Akum, if the Yisrael is the Schira and the Lakitoi of the Akum, what, and he's not living here, and then Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoinasin both hold that therefore the halacha is that the Yisrael now participates in the Erev, we know the halacha is that if a Jew doesn't live here, he doesn't have to participate in the Erev. So the question is, how do we say he's the Schir of a Lakitoi, and he'll participate in the Erev, and by him participating in the Erev, that the halacha should be that he should give an Erev if he doesn't live here. So the Mishnah Brura, indeed, in Simon Shin Pei Beis, Sifkotin Mem Beis, says a very bechidish. And he says that indeed, that if the Yisrael is the Schir of the Lakitoi, according to Rashi Rabbeinu Yoinasin, if that Yisrael doesn't live here, he doesn't have to give the Erev either. So what happens, according to the Mishnah Brura, it's really the Rashba, that the Yisrael becomes the Schir of a Lakitoi, and the Yisrael becomes the Schir of a Lakitoi is like a Jew who has an apartment, and if a Jew has an apartment and a house that he doesn't live in, then no Erev has to be given. So Schiris doesn't have to be done, because the Akum has been, so to speak, pushed to the side. And on the other hand, Erev would not have to be given, because it's a dira of Yisrael in which the Yisrael is not actually living. In understanding the nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoinasin, where Rashi says that he's considered like he's the owner of the apartment, and Rabbeinu Yoinasin learns that he's like the tenant in the apartment, what is the nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoinasin? So I was thinking that the nafkamina is, what will be if this Schir of Elokitoi, exactly how we learned the Gemara, is somebody who doesn't live here? If we say that he's considered a landlord, he becomes the balabayas of the house. So very often, a person who owns an apartment doesn't live where he owns an apartment. And therefore, according to Rashi, even if this person who's doing this with the Akum doesn't actually live here, the halacha will be that he could still be considered Schir of a Lakita. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Yoinasin,
The concept of the Schir of Lakita is that he's now considered the tenant, not the Akum is considered the tenant. Maybe you could only be considered a tenant if you live there. But if you don't actually live there, or you don't live in the Smavi, or you don't live in the Schatzer at all, to be considered a Sachir in the Smavi, that's too much to say. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yonason, only people who actually live here can be considered Schir of Lakita. Anyone else cannot be considered the Schirai Velikitai. The Mishnah Brura, as we said, paskins that you don't have to live here, very much in line with the way we learned Rashi's Pshat, that even if you're not living here, you could be considered the Schirai Velikitai. The Rambam, the Ravid, have a different explanation. And their explanation is that the Schir of Elikitai are considered shluchim. They're considered extension of the Akum who owns the Dira. And therefore, they have to participate in the actual, they have to participate in the actual Schiris, as if they were Akum. The problem with them is we just read the words of the Gemara at the beginning of our Shir, where the Gemara says, Schir of Elikitai, Naisen as a ruvoi. So if we say that the halacha is that the schir v'lakitai have to give schiris, how does the Gemara say the words naisen as a ruvoi? So they explain that that Gemara is not referring to a situation of a socher v'lakit of an akum. A socher v'lakit of an akum, even if you are yourself a Yisrael, are considered an extension of the akum. And since you're considered an extension of the Akum, you're going to have to give schiris like an Akum. And therefore, that's the only way it'll work. The Beis Yosef says that you have to do both. The Beis Yosef says you have to give schiris because of the Akum's portion here, and you have to participate in the Eruv because of the Yisrael's portion. According to the Beis Yosef, the wording of the Gemara is very understandable. Because according to the Beis Yosef, the Gemara is saying, yes, Sochir v'likitoi naisen es eruvai. You know why you have to give the Eruv? Because of the Yisrael's portion of ownership. But that's not to say that you don't also have to give Schiris because of the Akum's Shear over here. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Pei Beis, Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, in many rots lahaskir, if the Akum refuses to rent, yiskarav lo echav me'achotzer, somebody should get close to him, at shiyash lo rishusoy, she'e lo rishus laniach boi shum dover, that you should have permission to put something there, yav lo schir lo kitoy, and the Shulchan Aruch says, you could give schiris even though the Akum is refusing, and we'll speak about what shloim midas means in a moment. That just giving the Erev alone is adequate. And as I said, the Beis Yosef says that we should do both, and the Mishnah Brura here in Sifkotten Membeis, and so too is the opinion of a Shulchan Aruch Rav, says that you should do both. In fact, l'chatchila, you should both participate in the Erev and participate in the Schiris. When we speak about this heter of Schira v'lakitai, before we go any further, we see from this Gemara a number of important shailas. One is, the Paiskim, the Rishonim already discussed, is Schirai V'Lakitai a valid approach only, because our Gemara speaks about Schirai V'Lakitai in a situation where the Akum refused to allow us to do Schiris with him. What would be the halacha if the Akum is willing to do Schiris? Is Schirai V'Lakitai an option? From the Pashta words of the Gemara, it seems that the option of Schir of Lakitai
is only in a situation where the Akum didn't want to rent his apartment, didn't rent out his schus. But if he was prepared to rent out his shir, perhaps schir v'lekitoy would not be an approach. The Beis Yosef, however, says that even though that is the opinion of Rav Shmuel ben Atroy, one of the Rishonim, the halacha is not necessarily that way. He says that Al Gemara is speaking about a situation where we had no other option, but in a situation where there is an option, even where there are options that the Akum would want to do schiris, we could still rely on this option of schir v'lekita, which is very critical, because certainly we can't assume that all Akum b'zman hazeh refuse to do schir v'lekita. Another very important point that comes out from this Gemara is that if the Akum is refusing to do schiris, we can't do schiris with the Akum against his will. And in fact, the Ravid and the Rajba Paskin, what about now that we're relying on the heter of schir v'lekitoy? So they discuss, can we rely on schir v'lekitoy even in a situation where the Akum not only is not allowing us to be soicher to rent directly from him, but he's protesting and saying that under no circumstances do I want to have here an Erev, and I don't want to have anything working. The Ravid and the Rajba say that even if the Akum is protesting and he's saying I don't want to rent you my home, the halacha is that it's still effective. They learn pshat because in our Gemara, Ristik did not want to rent them the home, and still they came up with this idea of schira v'lekita. There's another raya. There's a Gemara in that Pei Amar Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a story of Turzina, who was a name of an Akum, who lived in the neighborhood of Reb Zera, who did not want to rent out his home for Shabbos. And Reb Zera said in the name of Reb Yochanan, Ishtoi shel Adam ma'arevesh shaloi medatoi, that somebody's wife can make an Erev even against his will. The Bach, however, wants to differentiate between a wife and a socher. He says the wife an Akum could rent it out even if the husband is protesting, because she is considered also an owner of the home. The schir lekitoy, who aren't the true owners of the home, could only do it, says the Bach, in a situation of that he's not moicha, that he's not protesting. And he says that's the case of our Gemara, where he didn't want to rent out his apartment, but he wasn't actively protesting. But in a situation that he's protesting, the halacha is that you can't rely on schir lekitoy. The Gra takes even a step further. He says that this halacha, that you could rent from the wife, even if the husband is protesting, is only the opinion of the Rosh. The Rambam holds that you could rent from an Akum's wife if he doesn't protest. But if he protests, says the Gra, not only by schir v'lekitoy would you have a problem, but you would even have a problem by a wife. So according to the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Pei Bei, Sif Yud Aleph says, Avam ishtoy m'schira v'lekitoy soichrim, api shumoicha, says, v'schira shayitschira v'lekitoy shabal bayis, haloi kesocha bal bayis atzmai. So he says, the Gra says, that is only if the Akum is not protesting. If the Akum is protesting, that the halacha is that by wife it won't work, and a schir v'lekitoy certainly not. And certainly that is the opinion of the Bach as well. But as I said, the opinion of most Rishonim is that even if the Akum is protesting, schir v'lekitoy works. And the reason why schir v'lekitoy works,
even if the Akum is protesting, is because we go back to the fundamental concept that we discussed in our previous shiurim. And that is, we learned at the beginning of the parak that diras akum loishma dira. And since diras akum loishma dira, the halacha is that an akum really shouldn't make an effect. Chazal, however, were concerned about the akum's participation. And because Chazal were concerned, the of us living in Akum, they required Schiris. But the point being that the Akum's presence in Halacha is not considered such a significant issue. And since the Akum's presence in Halacha is not considered such a significant issue, the Paiskim find reason to be Mekel, the Paiskim find reason to be Mekel in any situation of Schir V'Lakitai. The question that comes up is, let's say we have an apartment house. And in the apartment house, we have a superintendent. And the superintendent has rights, and that's his job, to take care of all the apartments of the house. Can the schir of a lakitoi, can the superintendent be considered a schir of a lakitoi? Not only is there a question, could it be considered a schir of a lakitoi? The question is, who does the superintendent really work for? Does he work for the owner of the home, or does he work for the tenants? Actually, the halacha is that a schir of a lakitoi of a schir of a lakitoi is, we could be lenient. But that's if they're considered a schir of a lakitoi. The Paiskim seem to learn that since when somebody pays rent, he's part of his rent is that he should have the services of the superintendent. So therefore, the superintendent is considered the schir of a lakitoi of each one of the tenants. And even if it'll be the schir of a lakitoi of the balabayas, if the balabayas is considered the schir of a lakitoi of the tenants, because even though we're going to learn in the next year what is the status of a landlord, but certainly in a situation, if the landlord has to service the apartments, maybe that puts the landlord in the category of a schir of a lakitoi. So we have two reasons to consider the superintendent a schir of a lakitoi. And since we have two reasons to consider the landlord the schir of a lakitoi, the Paiskim say that if you make the schiris with the superintendent, if he's non-Jewish, or if he's Jewish, he participates in the Erev, and we do schiris with him to be machmer on the Shittas Beis Yosef that we spoke about earlier in our shir, that would be an effective way of making an Eruv HaTzeiris, an apartment with a superintendent. So to review, Chazal said that you could rely on a schir of a lakitoi. A schir of a lakitoi means that he has a right in the chotzer. And once he has a right in the chotzer or in the house, the halacha is you could do erev and schiris with him. And we're learning that a superintendent is considered this in that very category.